This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, we could second-guess ourselves as conservatives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. When I say second-guess, I'm saying if something doesn't go the way that we planned, like the PA-18 election or whatever it may be, we've lost a couple of elections, I think one in Wisconsin. I don't even remember where. Do I appear worried? You know, when people were worried about Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's all God's plan. But I jokingly tell people, why would I worry? I got attorneys. I pay for that. But the fact of the matter is there's no need for you to worry. Number one, you can't control it. You know, it is all God's plan. But the bigger issue is, when do you trust yourself? As I say, you know, when I train kids and train my own kids, trust the training. Has the message of conservatism, has it thawed? Has it waned? What is the situation? The only people who shouldn't be trusting themselves are the leftists. They have no idea what shoe is going to fall next on them. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be reasonable. They don't want to be logical. It's all emotion. And their emotion is all caught up in lies. And it's caught up in lies that they know about. Do you think the average leftist, seriously, I mean, as warped as their minds are, do you think that they don't understand how bad Barack Obama really was? Seriously. Do you think that they do not understand how bad Hillary Clinton would have been? We don't even need to go after Hillary. She's good enough at doing it herself. She kicks her own butt. We don't need to tell them anything. They know all of this. Worse than that, you want to know what they really know? They know that they have many, many more things looming that are out there that are going to come to light. Let me ask you, are you concerned that there's going to be some revelation about Donald Trump that you're going to, oh my God, are you in fear of any of that? Because I'm not. I have no, there's nothing inside of me that goes, oh my gosh, I wonder if he's going to be okay. I wonder if, you know, we're going to be in trouble over this. Is there something Donald Trump has done? Are there going to be more women out of the woodwork? Let me tell you. The left under Bill Clinton were so concerned, they were terribly concerned about what was going to come out. With Barack Obama, they were terribly concerned about what was going to leak out about him. Can you imagine the amount of money and orchestration it took to keep the lid on Bill Clinton shenanigans and Barack Obama's, quote, scandalous free administration? If you had a fraction, a tiny fraction of that money, you'd be one of the richest people in the world. Whoa. What did Kevin Jackson just say? Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I talked earlier about the psychology of leftism. The psychology of leftism is very simple. Learn nothing. Only rely on what you've been taught. Only stay in the cocoon of ignorance. The conveyor belt of stupidity. And that's it. If somebody gives you something that's reasonable, that challenges your sensibilities, call them a racist, call them a name. Make sure they are labeled something so you can go home and sleep good at night. No willingness to learn, which is why they don't grow. Leftists are worse than children. I'm talking about the terrible twos. They throw tantrums. And you look at them and you go, you're an adult or a young adult. Why are you not understanding this? They're idiots. They've learned nothing. They're developmentally stunted, probably I'd say around the age of 5. And I'm giving them credit. See, you have a willingness to learn. You're fascinated by people because you understand that when you engage with somebody, it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to expand your mind. It's an opportunity to go, whoa, that's an interesting concept. I will tell you, one of the most amazing, there's two things that you'll find very amazing. One, when you talk to somebody and they get knowledge from you, that's such an empowering feeling when somebody says, wow, Kevin, I would have never thought of that. That is so cool. That's a great feeling. And it works on the other side. When somebody says something, you're like, now that's an interesting concept. Both of those are refreshing. It's rare that in the yin and yang of life that both sides can feel so good. It's an identical feeling, the yin and yang of learning or teaching. It's a yin and yang. I'll tell you, when I was taking piano lessons, I'm paying this guy, and I wanted to learn jazz, and you know, which is kind of an interesting subject in and of itself, because nothing really, you know, you can break a lot of rules in jazz. So I'm playing I tell my piano teacher, I'm like, okay, here's what I want to do. And so he starts playing, and it's really cool. You know, he's got these real smooth jazz chords. And I'm writing notes and trying to figure it out. And I say, okay, let me play it. And I play it, but I play it wrong. And you know what he does? He goes, whoa, do that again. Do that again. And I go, do what? He goes, do that again. So I play it, and it's wrong from the way he taught me. And he's looking at it, and he goes, oh my gosh. He's like, man, I love the way that formed. And he stops and he's taking notes. And he pulls out his notebook and starts writing down what I did. Now, here's the guy who's teaching me, and I do it, quote, wrong, and he goes, that's a cool sound. And I'm like, what? I taught you something? How much of a rebate do I get off of my lesson? That's the beauty of it. Both of us were empowered. I'm learning from him, and then he stops and goes, whoa, wait a minute, you innovated something that I just taught you. But see, leftism doesn't work that way. Leftists don't have a willingness to learn. They are not fascinated with the learning process. And I equate it, we see them, they do stupid things. We look at them, we go, do you do understand that protecting illegals over your citizens in the real world is considered stupid? Governor Jerry Clown says, I don't understand what you're saying, Kevin Jackson. You know, we're a sanctuary state, and we protect illegals in this state. Yeah, but how do you handle citizens? I'm just curious. No partisanship here. Where does the life of the citizen fit in with your protection of illegals? Well, I mean, that's a whole other issue, Kevin. I mean, you know, so what, this guy killed Kate Steinle? I mean, he needs to be protected. Protected from whom? The Steinle family? The federal government? What? Who should he be protected from? From his own country, by the way, who probably misses him. I bet there are people there that wonder what's going on with him. And is there something they can do to help him, or is he going to send money or what? I don't know. About to talk about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You've got this booming economy, job creation. I'm reading this, saw another powerful month in February. Companies adding 235,000 positions. This is according to ADP and Moody's Analytics. 313,000 total jobs. They said the total again defied Wall Street expectations, as economists surveyed by Thomson Reuters were expecting payrolls to grow by 195,000. Growth actually decelerated slightly as January posted an upwardly revised 244,000 from the initial 234,000. Let me tell you something, folks. You didn't hear that during the time of Obama. Revised upward. Revised downward happened often. February marked the fourth month in a row that private payrolls hit 200,000 or better. And they said, here's what Mark Zandi, a chief economist at Moody's, says. The job market is red hot and threatens to overheat. With government spending increases and tax cuts, growth is set to accelerate. Broad-based gains, they said, stretched across both services and goods-producing sectors. Leisure and hospitality-led industry groups with 50,000 new jobs. Let me tell you what that means. By the way, we talked about this, but I just want to bring something home, bring a point home. Leisure and hospitality added 50,000 jobs. That means you are going out to hotels, you're going to resorts, you're doing things where the leisure and hospitality industry sees it and says, you know what? These people are coming back. That's one of the biggest indicators, that in manufacturing. Get this, professional and business services contributed 46,000 new jobs. That those are the people that are the ancillary, the support apparatus around other businesses. Transportation and utilities added 44,000. Construction rose 21,000. Manufacturing, 14,000 new positions. And all goods producing industries increased by 37,000, while service-related businesses, 198,000. These are people prepping for manufacturing to come back. Now, why am I talking about this stuff? I'm talking about this stuff because of a story that has to do with Home Depot. Home Depot is going to add 50,000, train 50,000 new people in order to take up for the jobs that the jobs that they anticipate they're going to need and the loss of illegals. 50,000 new people are now in the process of being trained by Home Depot. They're going to spend $50 million is what they're doing to address this shortage, not 50,000 people. My mistake. 20,000 people. Yeah, a few more. Wait, what? I got the number wrong. I corrected it. Anyway, here's what this article reads. It's in USA Today. Home Depot announced Thursday that it will donate $50 million to train 20,000 people as construction workers over the next decade, helping efforts to ease a dire shortage that's curtailing home building and driving up house prices. Translation? So many illegals have now decided we got to go home because of what's going on with President Trump that we now have to train people, Americans, for jobs that supposedly we don't want. Now, let me tell you, here's what I'd like to do, and this is what we're proposing to do. I want to get youngsters. I want to get young Latinos and young blacks and young whites, whoever, but certainly these kids that feel like they got to go to college. No, you don't. You can get trained as part of Home Depot's training program, and you can go get a real job that where you do something with your hands that you can feel proud about, and you can make a really good living for your family. And if you do it right and you plan correctly, understanding that sometimes a job can be seasonal and you pick up other crafts that you can, you know, that you know how to work with, you'll be fine. When are we going to finally make this shift away from this notion that everything that we do has to be, based on college? I'm not knocking college. You know, look, my kids have gone to college, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think college was a rite of passage for them just to say, okay, I got the college degree. But every one of them is going to end up doing something that's not related to their degrees within the next 5 years. I know that. One of them in maybe 10 years because he's younger. But they won't be doing anything related to their college degrees. They'll take those smarts and they'll apply them to something that they really want to do. That's what college is. The Home Builders Institute, the industry's education arm, will use the money from the Home Depot Foundation to train veterans and U.S. Army soldiers who will soon be returning to civilian life, high school students, and disadvantaged youth. I love this. This is what the private sector is supposed to do. It says, it is important that we support the trades, Home Depot CEO Craig Menear said. In an interview, not only do we sell product to professionals like plumbers and electricians, but the company also partners with service providers that install kitchen flooring, hot water heaters, and other equipment in consumers' homes. This is, I love this project. I mean, I don't know about Home Depot's, this is where I look at it and I go, look, politics aside, this is what we're supposed to do. I would love to get with Craig Menear and round out that program and make that part of, you know, some a bigger initiative around President Trump and maybe with the Commerce Department. So I don't know. I don't know who it would involve. Maybe it's with HUD. Get these kids that learn a trade and then they go and do things in the minority communities or in the poor communities. I don't want to focus just on minorities, in the poor communities, and they help people get their houses up to code. Things like that. Those are the types of projects where we should be putting our efforts. And this is why I come back to TeaPartyCommunity.org, the Facebook-like site that I own the majority of, and that many people are now taking an interest in because of what's going on with Facebook. This is what we should be doing as a group, as Americans. We should be looking at these projects, partnering with Home Depot to say the Tea Party community joins Home Depot, and we've allocated two or three areas where we're going to do something. We just start. We can expand it as we go along, but we need to start. I love this project. This article goes on to say that sales at the nation's largest home improvement retailer are dampened if contractors and partners can't find enough workers. Now, what's funny, they really are making a statement about the lack of labor from Mexico without saying it. But trust me when I tell you, this is what this is about. They say this. They build on the company's donation of $250 million they plan to donate between now and 2020 to provide housing to veterans. Soldiers and veterans will make up 15,000 of the 20 construction workers turned out by the program. And they think this is going to make a big enough dent in the program to where we can bring housing prices down. But more importantly than that, in my opinion, give these guys something to do. Get them moving in something, you know, that's going to, you know, instill, help their spirit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID RFID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Is down. Trump cut my taxes. I make $52 more a paycheck because of Donald Trump. That's right. And guess what? As a single guy, my standard deduction is actually doubled when I file taxes in 2018. And let's talk about these tariffs. We got 1,000 jobs coming to Lorain County, Ohio. So thank you to Ohio, shout out, for winning. That's right. I mean, jobs are coming back from Mexico to Michigan. Trump has accomplished so much in 1 year, it really is not a tough sell to bring people over. But the difference in what we're going to do in going towards November is we're going to be positive and energized and motivating and inspirational. We're not going to be the party of hate like the other side. We're going to focus on accomplishments and achievements. And we love our country. I am proud to be an American. And look at what Trump is doing. He's trying to accomplish world peace, literally, something that neither Obama, Clinton, Bush was able to do to meet with North Korea. This is history in the making, what we're doing with Kim Jong-un. So I am so proud I voted for Donald Trump.
School walkout day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It was yesterday, school walkout day. And I don't get what are you hoping to accomplish here? By the way, I'm glad they walked out. I hope the teachers walk out. They don't get a day of pay. Congratulations to the taxpayers. Take a vacation day. Do something else. I don't care. I'm teaching these kids anything anyway. Teaching them that, oh, we care about your safety, kids. We care about your futures. Man, just look at the state of it. Education is such a ruse. It would be considered a Ponzi scheme if it were put into the private sector. If private sector schools could do what the public sector schools did, it would be, there's no question it would be ruled illegal. People would be in prison for it, particularly if you looked at the outcomes. And don't even get me started when you lay it down by ethnicity. That's a whole other can of worms. Wow. National walkout. National school walkout day is what they're calling it. National school walkout day. So all these kids got together. Why? Because, oh, you know, the guns in our schools are there. And I'd love to see where all the schools walked out. Oh, I think they did. Then they do like 17 minutes of nothing, like, you know, of silence or something. 1 minute for each child that was killed in Parkland. Yeah, I would love to know how many minutes of silence they want to have in a year's worth of killings in Chicago. Because that could take quite a bit of time, if you know what I'm saying. Or what about just inner city killings around the country? Now, let's just not limit Chicago. Chicago, in comparison, is not really that dangerous. There are much more dangerous places in Chicago. Baltimore's more dangerous. St. Louis is probably the most dangerous city in the country per capita. It absolutely is. Lots of killings. Yeah. So You know, where's that minute of silence? You know, they should give every kid a 40. And then, you know, they do the minute of silence and they all pour a little bit of their drink out, you know, like for their buddy, for their homie. These kids don't know the kids that died in these schools, nor do they care. They've been told to do something. They can get out of school. If you do this, you can get out of school. You get out of school. I'd probably be doing it. Just be honest. If they said, look, you can get out of school, free day for you. And unless you had perfect attendance riding on it or something, I'd be like, shoot, I'm staying. I'm gonna ride out the national day of whatever and go shoot me some hoops.
Students across the country expected to walk out of their classrooms, and they did. National school walkout.
10 a.m. yesterday. 17 minutes for each, you know, one for each. If you're a student that, you know, thinks of taking part of this, you probably have a lot of questions. Can the school retaliate? Will it hurt your chances of college? Can you stay home for the day? So CNN posted this article that gave everybody answers. Can my school punish me for taking part? If you're just participating, your school can, since students are required to be in school. But many won't, as long as the students aren't being disruptive. Remember, students have a First Amendment right to protest, just like anybody else. The landmark Tinker versus Des Moines case pretty much settled that legal question. In it, the Supreme Court ruled students don't, quote, share their constitutional rights of freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. So, they said some students could hit students who walk out with an unexcused absence. That could be a bigger problem if a student already has a lot of those. Extra one could be, you know, they end up being considered truant. Can I be arrested? Generally, students don't have to worry about being arrested, unless, of course, they break laws, blocking a street, and so on and so forth. Yeah, don't be doing like Black Lives Matter, because then you might go to jail, little white kids. Can a teacher force me to write a letter or essay as a condition for participating? Some districts are telling students they have to write a letter or essay on the topic of gun reform, for example, or civil disobedience. He says, in order to participate, and they say that's okay. School can assign work to students. And students don't have a constitutional right to not do work. Now that's interesting, isn't it? It seems to be a sensible way for a school to teach students lessons on civics and citizenship. Here was the next question. Can a teacher schedule a test during the walkout? Yes. If the test was already scheduled and is part of the curriculum, that's perfectly fine. But if the test's sole purpose is to keep students from walking out, that's problematic. Schools generally have the discretion to schedule tests when they want. Pop quiz. Pop quiz on walkout day. That's what I say. They said they call these practices a vindictive exercise that wastes an opportunity for teachers to teach students how to be an adult in this world. Yeah, because the schools do such an amazing job teaching kids how to be adults. Here was the last and final question that they asked of it. Will participating hurt my chance of getting into college? From Yale to Tulane to UCLA, these colleges have already come out and told prospective students that unexcused absences or other consequences resulting from the walkout won't affect their admission into schools. But there's no guarantee other schools won't take a different tack. If a college does hold participation in the walkout against an applicant, there's not much a student can do except maybe apply to another school. Can my parents sign me out of class for the walkout? It's okay for parents to take their kids out of school for a time period of the walkout for the entire day if they wish. Of course, motivations may be different. Some parents may want to sign their children in, is what they're saying. All right. They want them to participate. Here's another question. Do I stay on campus when I walk out? Students don't lose their First Amendments when they step off campus, and schools can't force students to stay on campus. By the way, I talked about this the other day. Have you looked at campuses these days? They are fortresses. So, I don't know. But anyway, they apparently did not have to stay on campus. When I was watching it, I saw kids walking off campus. If I go to a private school, what are my rights? None under the First Amendment while in school. So says Hamio, private schools have a little more leeway and telling students yes or no about taking part in the walkout. Those students must adhere to the school's policies, which might outright forbid them from taking part in the walkout. See, this is what's interesting between the public and private sector. That's a perfect example. Here's number 9. I'm not a U.S. citizen. Do I still have the First Amendment right to protest? Both Wisner and Hamio, referring specifically to students in Wisconsin where she practices law, says as far as the walkout is concerned, non-citizen students are viewed as having the same rights as the citizen students they are protesting with, at least while the walkout or the protest stays on campus. They have the same rights, but where they should be cautious is in participating in off-campus stuff. Not only would they have to deal with criminal law if something happened during the protest off campus, but they might have to deal with immigration law as well. So what they're saying is non-citizens have their First Amendment rights according to our Constitution. No, not true. What non-citizens have is they have a right to speak up for themselves and say, I'm here illegally, but that doesn't preclude my right to protest whatever I choose to protest or whatever, but I also have to suffer the consequences of that. Oh, man, this is crazy stuff. What else we got? What happens if I don't walk out? Well, it says here, students who don't wish to join either because they don't agree with the cause or just don't want their school day interrupted or whatever shouldn't be punished or retaliated against. It's not a legal question, but they have the right to remain in a safe school environment. Then they better walk out. Next question, can a teacher join in the walkout? Now, this is a little tricky. Most schools have policies that allow teachers to take part in political causes, but on their own time, not when they're working for the school district. Schools have a right to require teachers to teach. Really, I'm shocked. During school hours, Wisner said, and teachers have a very limited First Amendment right to participate in a walkout during school hours for a political cause. But schools may actually want teachers out with their students. So we've paid for these teachers to teach, but no. The school could very well say, we don't care if you teach. Go participate in a walkout that's against guns, an anti-gun thing, because that's our stance on it. We got the teachers union behind you that'll back you up. Oh, man. Crazy stuff going on in the world, folks. I think the walkout is good for the kids for this reason. They don't have to put up with another day of indoctrination because that's all they're getting anyway. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Berkshire Eagle. This is a liberal newspaper, and it is urging the Massachusetts Democrat Liz Warren to take the spit test.
Welcome back, everybody. Take the spit test. Elizabeth Warren, it's not too much to ask, is it? And I don't play that. I don't care about Elizabeth Warren's ethnicity and all that in as much as, you know, what we've been talking about, other than the fact that she lied about it. That's all I care about. She lied. That's what Democrats do. And they become mockeries of themselves. In fact, let's play this other clip. This is CBS talking about the millennials on colleges.
The Washington Post looks at a survey out this morning that says college students support free speech unless it offends them. A poll of 3,000 U.S. students revealed they generally endorse campuses that encourage the discussion of a variety of ideas, but they're willing to limit free speech if the ideas infringe on their personal values. We all need to learn more about what free speech
right,
is.
That's right. Yeah. They like all food unless it tastes bad.
Right.
They're dramatic.
Keep in mind, folks, that's CBS mocking its own. That's pretty funny. CBS saying, you know what? they're for free speech unless you disagree with them. They're for free speech except it has to be this kind of speech. And they're mocking them. By the way, for the kids that are out there listening to this program, if you believe that nonsense, you're going to get a rude awakening. Because let me tell you something. If you've come up in an environment where everybody agrees, and then you go to the hood, for example, and people don't agree with you, and I would just love to plop these kids out of academia and put them into a circumstance where they're like, what just happened to me? And watch them. They are so unprepared for the world, it's ridiculous. Prepare your kids for the world. It's going to be the easiest world out there. When I grew up, it was ingrained in me, Kevin, the way you're going to distinguish yourself in the world as a young black man is to, you know, study hard, make sure that you people find you a person of substance, a person of, you know, character, good moral fiber. And, you know, not frivolous or whimsical and fun to be around. Don't take life too seriously. Don't look for excuses and be accountable and on and on. These are all good qualities, qualities I passed on certainly to my sons. And one of the things that I'll never forget, you know, my great grandfather made us say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. And my white friends would be like, they talk to their parents and their parents would say something like they would be like, what? You know, And yeah, and I mean, I'm talking about with emphasis. And this friend of mine, his name is Eddie. Eddie used to talk to his dad like they were brothers. And his dad talked back to him like it was his big brother. Eddie, I told you to get out of the truck. Doggone your dad. But he would curse. And his dad would say, just do what I told you. You know, I mean, it was like the two big brothers. And I remember my brother and I, when Eddie said, you know, GD to something his dad said, and we looked at each other like we would be we would be killed if we tried that crap with our grandmother who raised us. And but that's the way it was. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't know what Eddie's doing. He's a fun guy, and I'm not, no disrespect intended to him, because a lot of from my friends listen to my show. But here's the deal. I know this. My saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, sir, and no, ma'am got me further in life than if I hadn't said it. I know that. I didn't say it, by the way, to impress anybody. I said it because my great-grandfather told me, this is the man you're going to become, whether you like it or not. And I remember when he put that rule down, when my brother and I stayed the summer with him, and he said, we would say, yeah, and what? And he goes, hey, that doesn't work here. And he told us what we had to say. And we made a mistake one time. And I'm not lying. My great-grandfather said, now, I done told you, boys. It's yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. And the next time we did it, he came around that corner with his belt, grabbed us, and begins to whooping that butt. And I just remember going, what? And my great-grandfather's whooping my butt, and he's telling me every lick, I told you to say yes, sir, no. And then he ran and got my brother and did the same thing. And we didn't forget it anymore. And when we got home, yeah, people think I'm lying when I tell these stories, but don't look at me, I'm crazy. When we got home, my great-grandfather called my grandmother. I think we were home 2 days, and they were talking, and I heard my grandmother going, yeah, they still doing it, Daddy. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And he was asking my grandmother, are those boys still saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am? Because I told them they better. And he never said it again. The rule was never enforced again by my grandmother or grandfather. That was the end of it. And I've said it from the moment, from that butt whooping on forward, to every grown up I've ever met. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Nice to meet you. Whatever. And people look at it. Oh, you want them? Yes, a, you know, yes, a ma'am. Yes, a then. No, I'm not. You call me. You can make that whatever you want to make it. Let me tell you what I am. I'm a product of a great man. My great grandfather, who I have the most respect for as a man in the world. The most. You can put Donald Trump, you can put Gandhi, you can put MLK, you know, you can put anybody on that you want in that category. My great grandfather is the person I respect the most. Yeah, I've gotten advice from many people. I've read the work of the great scholars. What I'm telling you is my great grandfather is the person I respect the most. That's just it. It's really that simple. A lot of great people out there. A lot of people that I want to have dinner with or hang out with. And well, I was literally within 6 feet of Denzel Washington. He came to St. Louis to see his son play football. And I just gave him a quick hello, and I walked on past. And he's a guy I have a lot of respect for. Would have loved to have gone over to Denzel and said, hey, man, I love your work, and, you know, or whatever. But he's just a guy to me. My great-grandfather, I wanted to sit down and talk to him. And that's how important he was to me. And I hope that that's the way you feel about many of your elders. Anyway, my whole point of this thing is that the left are beginning to mock what's going on. Elizabeth Warren's being mocked. Not just Fox News played a clip, you know, of Pocahontas, and but the left are mocking Elizabeth Warren. And what you notice when she dropped out of the race is they're essentially saying, you got no, you're done. Think about it. 2 years ago, when they were fast-tracking Elizabeth Warren, telling her, you know, giving her the best jobs in the Senate, gearing her up to run for president, even at one point considering dropping her in for Hillary. And now she's gone from 2 years of being on the fast track to being the next president of the United States, if Hillary didn't make it, to dropping out. And the same will happen with Kamala Harris and anybody else. The Democrats are grasping at straws right now. Then CBS, the lamestream media, they're mocking college kids. Oh, yeah, we want free speech as long as it's our speech. And they can't even control their laughter. Yeah, we love all food except the foods we don't love. You know, they're mocking them. And there's many other things I could tell you where they're being mocked. I played a thing on a millennial who says, I'm for Trump. If you don't think that there are more millennials out there for Trump, and here's what I also want to do. I want to play a clip, another one of these things where they don't want you to know, but nobody wants to take credit for Farrakhan.
Republican Jewish coalition asking seven long-serving Democrats to resign this week, claiming that they have ties to Louis Farrakhan, who had a message of hate again 2 weeks ago. Here's a portion of this issued statement saying this. There can be no question about how important it is for these Democrats to be connected to Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan is first and foremost a preacher of hate.
That organization doesn't have any credibility with me. I know they have a political agenda.
Yeah.
My record has shown that I've spoken out against anti-Semitism, homophobia, Islamophobia, xenophobia, all of the phobias.
They said that you were at a meeting with Louis Farrakhan, and he's anti-Jew, anti-gay, anti-white.
Well,
so they want to...
I have met with him, as have other members of the Black Caucus. But I've met with him, as other members of the Black Caucus have met with him, talking about anti-crime efforts, discrimination against women, and those kinds of things. But I condemn any form of discrimination, and I've been consistent.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Andre Carson, member of the Congressional Black Caucus, being held to task for meeting with Farrakhan, and that's his excuse. Well, I met with him. Yeah. Can you imagine if Donald Trump met with a member of the Klan or actually met with David Duke? He's never met the guy. But if he met with him, sat down and said, look, we talked about everything except all that anti-Semitism and that hatred of blacks and that hatred of Jews or hatred of whatever. Yeah, but we didn't discuss any of that. Yeah, but I sat down. I met with him. Yeah. See, that's the left. They are walking, talking contradictions. They want you to pretend that you don't see what they do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.